FERC-SIP audits find ongoing cloud issues, written by Holden Mann and read by an automated voice. Electric utilities trying to use cloud services to enhance their business continue to face challenges complying with NERC's Critical Infrastructure Protection, or SIP standards, FERC staff said in a report on the Commission's 2025 audits for SIP compliance. The authors of the 2025 Lessons Learned from Commission-led SIP Reliability Audits report also highlighted issues arising from entities' failure to ensure SIP compliance from third-party contractors and to consider distributed energy resources and distribution-connected generation when categorizing their control centers. FERC has conducted SIP audits since 2016 for each fiscal year, which runs from October 1 to September 30 of the following year. During the fiscal year, staff from FERC, NERC, and the regional entities conduct audits with select utilities, comprising data requests and reviews, webinars and teleconferences, and virtual and on-site visits. The visits include interviews with entity subject matter experts, employees and managers, demonstrations of operating practices and procedures, and field inspections of high, medium or low-impact cyber assets. As in previous years, details of the audits, such as how many audits were performed and which utilities were visited, were not disclosed in the report. The authors wrote that while most of the entity's cybersecurity protection processes and procedures met the mandatory requirements of the SIP standards, potential noncompliance and security risks remained.
The warnings about cloud services came in a discussion of two instances where entities used cloud services to perform the functions of electronic access control or monitoring systems, or EACMS, and physical access control systems, or PACS.
FERC staff observed that the SIP standards were originally developed prior to the advent of cloud services when registered entities house their cyber assets and cyber systems on premises. While efforts are underway to incorporate cloud technology into the SIP standards through Project 2023-09, the standards as they currently stand simply do not contemplate cloud services, the authors wrote. This fact creates challenges demonstrating SIP compliance for entities trying to use such services. For example, FERC staff observed that SIP 0047 requires entities to conduct and demonstrate personnel risk assessments, including identity verification and background checks, for all individuals with electronic or physical access to grid-connected cyber systems. However, if cloud services are used, then this category would include employees of the cloud service provider, and entities may not be able to conduct investigations into such people. SIP 0104 presents another challenge, the authors wrote, because it requires the development, maintenance, and documentation of a baseline system configuration, including multiple levels of hardware and software. This would be difficult to produce in a cloud system, where hardware and system-level configurations are often abstracted, and the integrity and source of software can be hard to verify. To address these risks, FERC staff said entities should ensure that their high and medium impact cyber systems do not use cloud services. Low impact systems may use cloud services, but entities should monitor their status and be prepared to mitigate compliance risk associated with the cloud if the impact rating changes. Third-party compliance outsourcing risks. Third parties were also mentioned in another section of the report that discussed utilities' use of outside entities to help meet their compliance duties. Staff wrote that auditors observed several instances where registered entities did not perform due diligence when relying on third parties. In one case, auditors saw that a utility did not properly oversee a firewall update that it contracted to a third party, and that party did not complete the task. This left unnecessary inbound and outbound electronic access within the entity's firewall, a violation of SIP 0038. Another entity contracted with a vendor to install, test, and maintain a cloud-based PACS, including the recurring 24-month testing required by SIP 0066. However, the vendor did not conduct the testing, and the utility lacked oversight controls to tell whether the vendor had done so. Finally, a utility hired a third party to conduct vulnerability scanning, review scanned results, and prioritize mitigation plans as part of the vulnerability assessment required by SIP 0104. However, the entity did not participate in all phases of these activities. FERC staff did not indicate whether the third party failed to perform these tasks but observed that by failing to participate, the entity was already in violation of the standard. Staff said that entities could mitigate the risk posed by outsourcing compliance functions to third parties by implementing compensating controls such as contractual agreements, internal controls to provide oversight, and ensuring third-party staff, infrastructure, and data are located within the continental U.S. DERRC classification oversights. The last issue flagged in the report had to do with the impact rating assigned by utilities to control centers as required by SIP 0025.1a. Auditors found that some entities failed to consider DERRCs and distribution-connected generation in their calculations of the impact rating of a control center performing generator operator functions. This oversight meant that operators lacked insight into the true level of generation on their systems, FERC staff wrote, especially because in some cases DAERs, though small individually, accounted for large amounts of generation in the aggregate. Failing to properly categorize these systems meant entities might not apply the proper controls. FERC staff recommended that entities assess and document generation resources holistically, including DAERs, and ensure that they are assigned the impact rating commensurate with their true capacity.